Hello, I'm Mark at SuperSimple365, and for those of you who are watching on YouTube rather than the podcast, yes, I still need a haircut. Had a few comments on the last one, a bit less gel this time, but still desperate for a haircut, as you can see. We're getting so close though to things opening up, so anytime now I'm going to look respectable on one of these videos. But for now, let's have a look at what's new in Microsoft 365 and Teams for the week 20th to the 27th of March. And we're going to have our usual revised timelines, go through some more detailed updates, then look at some bite-sized updates, just some one-liners, some ones to watch, and then we'll have a comment on a couple of reviews, and then we'll talk about how we're keeping up. Okay, so this first one, Teams desktop app for Mac, including computer sound in meetings. I feel like I've been talking about this for a while. Early to late April, so it's been pushed back and pushed back. But next month, it looks like you're getting that. Introducing intelligent file recommendations for Planner. Now, I really like the look of this. And it's interesting that Microsoft has said that based on people's feedback, they're going to have another look at it and then come back to us with revised dates. So a bit disappointed personally. I really like the look of that because behind the scenes, you know, the graph knows what you do and it knows who you work with. And yeah, if you've just looked at a file called the XYZ project and you start a task called the XYZ project, I would quite like Planner to suggest that file that I've just been working on. But let's see how that pans out. So it's a shame that it's on hold for now, but let's see how that pans out. Text predictions for Word in Windows. This has been pushed back quite a bit. So it started off as March, but maybe before then even. But now we're looking at May for that update. This one has been brought forward. I think this is the first time I've said this. So this is the quick permissions for OneDrive and SharePoint files. So this is the ability to quickly tell the system that you want it to be an edit or a view permission. So that's due late March to early April. So we're talking any day now or the next week or so. So that's been brought forward actually. So great. Now let's go into one in a bit more detail. So if you look at lists and you've got this bar across top, you can see here that you have the options to go into Power Apps or Automate, and then you can work down here. Now, because they are fine-tuning this bar at the top, one of the things they're going to do is integrate the Power Apps and Power Automate into that one button called Integrate, but also they're going to get rid of that button called Power Apps. You can see at the top there's a separate button, and that's gone on that image at the bottom. So for most of us, you're looking at mid-May, so 2 to 3 weeks for that update. Microsoft Forms in Teams meetings, correct answers choice. So this is them continuing to improve Forms in Teams. So it just means that you can, if you have multiple choice, you can select as a person creating it, which answers are correct. Okay, so you can see here that it's, it supports desktop, mobile, and the web versions, and is due to roll out mid to late April. Let me just hop over to supersimple365.com because I just noticed something earlier on this. So let's just go over to the site. Okay, so if you want to, you can go over to the site and you can see more details of this update we've got. But if I click on this tab here, so Microsoft Teams, and just scroll down a little bit, you can see actually there's been quite a few stories lately which are about Forms and Teams. So that one that we've got now, the previous one, new features for Teams polls in meetings. A bit further down, AI-assisted creation. So you can see, actually, they're working quite hard on improving Forms in Teams. So it's worth you having another look at that. If you haven't used it for a little while, definitely worth you catching up with those updates. Okay, so moving on. Multiple spotlights coming to Teams meetings. So as an organizer or the presenter, then you can have much more control. There's been a lot of these as well recently. So you have more control over what happens in your meeting. So you can spotlight multiple participants at once. On the screen at the moment, we're just showing two. You can stop individual spotlights, or you can stop lots of spotlights, or you can bring lots of people in at once. And you can have a maximum of 7 spotlights at one time. Like I said, that one's only got 2 on there. But if you have a look at this, you can see that the way the meetings are, the way you look at meetings is changing. And I think it's good. Think about your working day. If you spend hours and hours in meetings over the course of a week, the fact that they're visually quite different, I think will reduce just a little bit of that fatigue that you're going to get from meetings. So any time from mid-April, so we're looking at 2 to 3 weeks for that maybe. Okay, so extended emoji picker in Microsoft Teams. So this is quite a big change, going from 85 to 800. Over 800 actually, and Microsoft are trying to reflect the diversity of their user base. So just a quick tip here, so this isn't coming just yet, but you have got access to this. So Kirsty over at the Inform team, so she noticed that if you just do a colon, as you can see down here in a chat or a thread, do a colon and start typing, you then got access to all of these now, even though it's not due coming out until April to late May. So it's worth you having a look at that. Just do a little colon, start typing and just see what you get. There's loads in there for you. Okay, so next up we have only allowing organization participants to bypass a meeting lobby. So this is about you having the ability to let anybody from your organization into your meetings, but anybody outside your organization, they have to wait until you let them in. Now you can see here that the list of options is increasing. So there's been a few updates recently about controlling your meeting or controlling participants. And Microsoft obviously doing quite a bit of work on that. And it's interesting because with the Inform team and one of the clients that I work on with them, I see this request quite a lot. People just want more and more control over who can come into the into a meeting, especially guests. You want to be able to control that, those people, don't you? Okay, so starting to roll out late March, so anytime now, and should be complete over the next couple of weeks. Nice feature, looking forward to seeing that. Okay, so this is interesting. This is Whiteboard is now available in Android, and it's launched in public preview, which means that it's not quite the finished product yet, but if you imagine having this on your Android device, especially if you've got quite a large screen and you've got a stylus, I bet this would be a great way to, you know, the kind of gaps in time that you have, you know, you got a few minutes here and there, you can't, you know, you don't want to get your computer out or your laptop out and you just want to scroll down ideas. I think this is going to be awesome from a productivity point of view. Drafting out in the comfort, especially you're working from home, you can go and sit in the garden, go and sit in the lounge, just sort of sketch out your ideas and then pick up on your computer when it's time to format them. If you look at the if you look at this in the Play Store for Android, you're going to see that the reviews, let's say they're a bit variable at the moment, but remember, this is just in the beta. This is not ready yet. They're not saying this is the final product. So if you do download this and have a look, cut them just a little bit of slack, right? They're not pretending this is ready yet. But you can see, have a look at the reviews and you'll see what I mean. Okay, this is available now in the Google Play Store. You will need a work account for that, but definitely worth you having a look at that. Some bite-sized updates now. So not a lot going on this month, as we're getting to this stage pretty quick. So supervised chat for Teams private chats. Now, I shared this on Twitter, and Matt Pickles, who was a colleague from when I worked at Zurich Insurance, he asked a very reasonable question. What's the point? What type of organization only wants people to chat if their supervisor is in the chat? And it's totally fair question. Actually, this is more aimed at educational type institutions. So I think about my daughter is 8 and she's back at school now, which is great on a number of levels, as you can imagine. Now I think back to a couple of chats I saw in Teams, because her school were awesome. So just the second lockdown in the UK came, and school was just good to go. They were brilliant. I would call them out, but as I've just said, I've got a daughter going to the school I'm not going to. But they were brilliant the way they just rolled it out. However, some of the chats that I saw that the kids were having, a couple of them had to be flagged to the teacher, because they're 8-year-olds and, you know, they're just finding their way and working out what's right. And so I can see that in schools, then this would be super useful. So it's aimed at them. Next one is approval templates. So you know that in Teams you got approvals and they work really nicely, but you got to start from scratch. So these templates are available. So the next couple of weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, they'll be available. Really pleased to see Microsoft working on approvals, and I've got another update for these in a sec. But an organization that I know turned them off because they're just not robust enough for them. So it's great to see that they're starting to put some more work into these. Going on to call merging. So they're working hard on the calls. So this is merging like your voice over IP calls, your regular normal telephone like PSTN type calls, one-to-ones, groups, and you can just merge different calls together. And it's just, I personally don't use calling Teams. We use it for chatting to each other, so voice over IP, but no PSTN type stuff. But the ability to merge calls looks really nice. Expanding access to My Day to office.com. So you go to, so rather than just being able to look at it in, I think it was Outlook. So I'm looking at the screen now, so apologies for that little chink in my presentation. I think it was Outlook that it was just locked into before, but it's going into office.com. It just means that you can see your calendar. Look at the screen now, you can see that if you go to office.com and you look at My Day, you can then, you got these two tabs to go between your calendar and to-do, and you just get at a glance at how your day looks. So if you are a Microsoft Edge user, and I am, I gotta be honest, Edge is brilliant. I always loved Google Chrome, but my go-to place now is Edge Browser, especially because of like the collections that you can build up. It's a brilliant browser. Now, every 4 weeks it's going to be updated, so you can see here if you're not sure what version you're on, because it's going from, you know what, I want to say version 92, and I guess that'll be over the next 8 to 12 weeks that'll be coming out. Now, if you're not sure what version you're on, go to the ellipsis, top right hand corner, and click on settings, then click on about Microsoft Edge, and you'll see up here the version that you've got. So that's going to be updated fairly often. So I probably should have shown this on the previous slide. This is about supporting third-party electronic signatures for Teams approvals. And like I said, I'm really glad to see them working on this, because for some organizations, it's just not robust enough to for some of the decisions that people are making and for recording them. So for day-to-day stuff, you're like, boss, can I do X, Y, Z? Yeah, it's fine. But really lovely to see that they're putting more time into that. Okay, so Teams Desktop, it's now going to synchronize with the date and time in your operating system, so Windows or Mac, rather than your language settings on your machine. Okay, so for your time zone, that sort of stuff, it's going to look at the machine that it's running on. So it sounds like a small point, but it might be, but it's just going to synchronize with your machine rather than with your language settings. Once to watch, Microsoft Teams co-organizer meeting role. Cannot wait for this. So we're looking out into June. So if you imagine that you're the organizer of a meeting, and for some reason you can't make it, then it's great to have a co-organizer or a co-organizer. An immediate use for this I can think of would be breakout rooms. Remember, only the organizer can manage those rooms. So having a co-organizer means that you've got someone to help you with those rooms. Really looking forward to that. So I will, of course, expand on that. Microsoft Teams, shared Teams from Outlook. So when I looked at the roadmap when I was prepping for this session, this had appeared this week, even though I'm pretty sure that I've talked about it before. I know I've talked about it before, but it appeared on this week as a new entry on the roadmap. And it says that it's due in March, and it's the 28th now. So I'm not quite sure what's going on with that. I'm not sure whether that's just a glitch in their system. But look out for the ability to share to Teams from Outlook. So we're talking about just clicking a button, choosing a channel, choosing a chat, saying what you want to push in. So is it just the email, or is it all the attachments? Really looking forward to that. I'm not sure what's going on with the date with it though, if I'm honest. Performance and usage updates to the Office app for desktop. So if you've got the Office app that just rounds up the core Office things that you use. So they're working hard to improve the usability and the performance on that. Look out for that in June, and of course I'll talk about that nearer time. Introducing suggested replies in Outlook for Windows. So it's going to give you three suggested replies, quick replies and responses for Outlook. So it already does it for other versions of the software, but it's coming to Windows. Now, it just appeared this week with a date of March. So again, it's the 28th, so it should be due anytime now. I'm not sure when that's coming, but look out for that, I guess, anytime soon. Okay, super quickly, I talked about this last time, but if you want to see me do a session, even if you can't attend Comsverse, the Teams conference, if I do a session there, there'll be a video for it, and I'll make sure I share that with you. But I need you to vote. If you want to do a session on heading off the top five objections and creating a supercharged user community, please look at the notes and vote for me there. And again, we've got here the problem of keeping up with 365. I would talk about how you can turn that from a bit of a daily headache at work to an ability to have real engagement and content with your colleagues. So again, if you want me to share the video or you come to the session, I need you to vote for me. I'll pop the comments in the bottom. Now, got something to say about this. I do that sort of work. Both of these topics are based on work that we did. I've done with the Inform team. Now, from a point of view of you keeping up to date and you learning about this stuff, then I can help you as an individual. But from an organizational point of view, then the place to head is Inform, because I work best as part of a team. I take pride in my work, but I do work best as part of a team. And the team that I spend most of my time with is at the moment is the Inform team. So let me just show you very quickly their website. Their website is gorgeous. I hadn't really reason to look at it earlier, and it just caught my eye. So let me just hop over there and I'll show you that. Okay, so here we are looking at their website. So just let that run just for a second. Here's just a taste of the kind of graphics that they can do for your projects. Now this is just a bit of fun, but you imagine this part into something a bit more serious for work. And if we just have a quick look at the top, then we've got their services, things that they specialize in. Let's have a quick look at Microsoft Teams, and you can see there's lots of stuff that they offer there. Anyway, I just wanted to give them a shout out because I'm hoping to do two sessions, but the things that I learned for those two sessions was with my time with Inform. Okay, so let's get back on with it. Now, if you want to keep in touch, here's some ways, but before we start wrapping up, I just want to tell you about some reviews. So I recently did a review for Jabra Evolve 2 40 headphones. So you'll find that on the on my website, and you'll see there's a video for it as well. Now, I recommended them, I really liked them, however I ended up sending them back because the cable drove me mad. I commented at the time, the cables are a little bit plasticky, but it ended up keeping its kinks, okay, which meant that as it hung from me, it kept those kinks and it would get tangled up really easily. Also, every time it kind of knocked the table, just as I leant forward slightly, it would just touch the table, and that tapping sound would travel up the cable into my right ear. And I gotta be honest, it just drove me nuts. It might not bother you, but I had to readjust my recommendation for that, so I struggled with that. But it means I need to find some more headphones. Now, look out for my review of these Xbox headphones. Now, I'm going to be reviewing them from the point of view of using them for unified communications. So, are these suitable for using at work? So look out for my review of that. I also, just in case they're not, I also have a pair of Jabra Evolve 20, I think. Yes, Cabaret Evolve 20s. I bought both of these with my own money, and we'll see which one's the best. I like the look of these because they're lightweight. They've got a little separate dongle to press, and also they've got sponge rather than leather ear coverings. So looking forward to trying those. So look out for that. So folks, all the usual ways you can keep in touch. That brings us pretty much to the end. So interesting week with some of those updates. Okay, guys, we're done. Catch you next week.